Hi there everyone, welcome to the first ever podcast on this Foxwatch website. Well, what a fantastic time of year to start this, April. April is the time when foxes, are young cubs are just beginning to emerge from their dens and the adults are actually feeding them solid food. So this is a fantastic time to actually start, if you're starting to your Foxwatch for the first time, if you're an amateur. You couldn't have picked a better month to start it, as this is a time when there's so much action going on in one area, so that you can actually follow the foxes quite easily, as everything is kind of congregated around a den. So, now, hopefully, if you find a den, you should be able to see the cubs slowly starting to make their way exploring from the den at this time of year. They're very small right now, usually. Usually quite sort of a dark black colour, and this is the time of year when they're actually developing their teeth to eat solid food. So the adults are kind of panicking now. They're working overtime during the day to be able to catch small mammals, mostly rabbits if there are any area. If there are no rabbits, they will sort of concentrate on the birds like thrushes and blackbirds, and you can often see these being brought back to the den to the very young cubs. Also, the vixen will start to suckle them above ground now, as a cub spends so much time wanting to be above ground and only sleeping, only going on the ground to sleep. So, so you'll be able to see a lot of activity like cubs feeding from the vixen and also the vixen bringing food to the cubs. So, now, you really want to find a den to be able to, obviously, to have a good watch. So, how do you find a den? Okay, this is a very tricky situation. First of all, you need to know if foxes are actually breeding in the area, if they're actually living in the area. Also, you need the right kind of habitat. Now, they're not particularly fussy about where they have a den, but they do like to be a little bit secluded, a bit sort of kind of avoiding where people are, where people can see them. So they like to sort of, although when I say fussy, they're not particularly then that would be particularly need a very specialised sort of habitat. Hedgerow, edge of a wood. It's kind of rare that you'd get them right out in the open unless it's completely and utterly undisturbed. So make sure that foxes are in the area. Check for fox prints, scats and things like that. Or any sightings, if you've been seeing foxes in an area regularly, if you've been driving past in a car or something and you sort of see foxes regularly in a particular field, or when you're on a walk you sort of see foxes regularly, or you talk to people that see them regularly in an area. Ask farmers, perhaps if you live in the countryside, if you get to know the farmers, that's great. You know, they normally know where cubs are each year, where the sort of places that have seen cubs and fox dens. Once you've actually located your den, another way is actually just to walk around the countryside yourself during this time of year. Looking at holes and things, seeing if there's any sort of signs of foxes, fox activity to an entrance to an earth, which is a very good idea. So once you have actually established and located a den, get yourself there, preferably before first light. Sit down and wait, downwind preferably, and hope for the best. It's not guaranteed that you're going to see the vixen bringing food to the cubs or whatever. But wait, have patience, don't give up too easily. Wait for a while. Also, come back in the evenings. That's a good time at this time of year, before dusk. As the month rolls on, you can come back at any time of day. The cubs should be out playing. They become very diurnal towards the end of April, which is the end of April is approaching right now. And they will actually become more active as we go into May, but we'll come to the May narration next month. So, I hope you have a good fox watch this month. Please email me with any questions that you would like to have answered. If you have any problems or any sort of queries as to why your fox watches are not going very well, or if you want to film them or photograph them or anything like that, anything at all, email me at peterakokan@yahoo.co.uk and I'll be able to help you out. And have a good fox watching month. Thank you very much.